All the bits you missed are packed in this Husey and Kate catch-up podcast. Bring back more with American Tourister, the lightweight luggage with a worldwide warranty. Husey and Kate catch up.
Yes, driving you home this Tuesday afternoon. Welcome back from your long weekends, everybody.
All right, thanks for having us back. Now, Katie.
Oh, someone's had a big Easter.
No, I've had a general Easter. I've got a cold like everyone else in Australia's got a cold. And that is
what are you eating?
Well, I'm on a strepsil.
Okay, can I say this?
I take my
strepsil. Your voice is already encumbered. Can't also then be having something in your gob further obstructs.
No, I'm going to be fine, Katie. I'm very excited to have a Tourister on board, though. American Tourister.
Thank you for
OMG. Okay, so this is luggage that's made me rethink luggage because I got a suitcase delivered to me in Italy over Easter with my girlfriend Jojo who came over, and nothing's made me happier. And that's a stunning suitcase.
Yeah, no, there's they're suitcases you'll be proud to see come off that belt at the airport.
They're very light.
And they
they're
stand
light
out.
But strong.
They stand out
because
they're cool. They're very cool.
Get yourself. They're cool.
American Tourister.
Good colours. Anyway, welcome aboard.
Great value.
American
well.
Tourister.
Now, Katie, on the subject.
It wouldn't be the first time I've welcomed an American Tourister aboard, is it?
Well, do tell. I'm sure your husband will be happy to hear.
Actually,
and
it
your
would
children.
Be. It is. I don't know why I said that. Normally, I'd say Sasha French, our producer.
Well, she is happily single at the moment. She's having a long-term distance relationship with your man over there in Italy,
Giuseppe.
Yeah, so she'll be taking her tourister bag over there soon enough to see Giuseppe.
Mm. And she'll be taking her lateral luggage into emotional biggage.
Mm. Well, yes. Now, Katie, on the subject of my voice, I am a soldier. You know that. I'm a trooper. I'm a never
cancel. You really are.
I'm a never cancel a gig sort of guy. But on Sunday night, I thought maybe it's going to be the first time I have to cancel a gig.
Are you saying you have never cancelled a gig?
No, I have gone on stage with a bucket. I've gone on stage wearing a nappy. But I've never cancelled a gig in my life.
And was this your last comedy festival?
No, I think I cancelled one in my time because of poor ticket sales. But
that was not your fault.
That was not my fault. That was a while ago, and we have to hopefully don't do that again. But yes.
So, because of your throat being so rusty, Now riddle me this: because you have been recording all your shows,
did you
record your rustiness?
I did, and this is, as you know, when you've seen me do comedy before, I do my own voiceover just off stage. Put your hands together. It's the man.
Australia's greatest.
Here he is right
now. The world's greatest.
It's Dave Hughes. So that's what I do.
Yes.
So this is Sunday night. I've pressed record on my. I'm backstage with Nazim Hussain, actually, who is doing the same venue. And I said to him, it was his birthday, actually. I said to him, and I didn't even get to say happy birthday. I said, mate, because my voice is so terrible, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do this show. And he's like in the background going, well, I'm going to hang around and watch this then. So I put my recorder down and then I go to the microphone and try to do my voiceover introducing me to the stage. Let's have a listen to how this is actual from Sunday night, how it goes.
It'll be better. I'll get on stage. It'll be fine.
Australians.
Come on. Put your hands together. Don't clap me.
Sounds like he's got emphysema.
I couldn't even get out of Dave Hughes. And then I had to walk out to that, Kate. I'm walking on stage in front of a number of people, sold out show, without a voice. So I really thought maybe I'm going to have to walk out there and just say, sorry, thanks for coming, but we're going to have to cancel. Anyway, this is how it started.
Thanks for being here. I'm going to be a bit raspy tonight like a drag queen, all right? Thank you. Yeah, hurry now. My voice will warm up.
And it did warm up eventually. So I got through the show, Kate, but it was bloody touch and go.
Holy moly.
Tell you, really close to the edge there.
Well, you know, but here's the thing about when people lose their voices and they're raspy like that, mm-hmm. it's a very attractive sound.
Yeah,
I right. like it. I love it myself when my voice is like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wonder if we've got people listening to us right now who've got raspy voices.
131060. Have you got a bit of a raspy voice today? Are you losing it? Have you lost it completely? We want to hear from you.
We want to hear the.
If you've got a croak.
We want to hear the roughest voice out there, people.
131060.
I will. No, no, I think you've already won that.
Well, we'll find and out. Can anyone be rougher than me?
That's even just with your normal voice. Oh,
the Hughesy and Kate catch up.
131060, looking for those raspy voices because our very own Dave Hughes is struggling with his.
Yeah, well, I am, but I was high point.
Play the intro again when you tried to introduce your own show, your own live comedy show on Sunday night.
So Sunday night, thinking, can I do a show on backstage? This is me into my backstage voiceover, trying to get myself on stage.
Right. It'll be better. I'll get on stage. It'll be fine.
Australians.
Come on. Put your hands together, Dave Clubby.
The crowd did not know what to do. They thought, is this a joke or?
Yeah. What do you say? What do you say? Put your hands together for what, Dave?
I meant to say, start clapping, put your hands together for Dave Hughes. What? And I just couldn't even.
What do you say?
I said, put your hands together. I had to walk out to that, not knowing how I was going to go. So thank God I was able to get through the show. Whew. And I didn't want to give a refund, basically. And I didn't.
What is, how lucky for the people in the audience that that's the show they got to see.
No, I think
thank
they
had, God I got through the show.
No, I think it was a good one. No, the people I asked afterwards were very happy.
Well, often, you know, when you do a show like that, it's a good one because it's got a different energy to it.
Yeah, you know, it was yeah, I was on a lot of Condrals and stuff. But
you have reminded me of a particular, I'm going to say a fetish I have, that I love someone who's losing their voice. I love that sound.
Yeah, the raspiness
I love
of it.
That. Yes. Well, I say raspy.
Who are we going to, well, I say raspy. Let's call the whole thing off. Are we going to go with Michelle? Is that who we're going with? Yeah, all right,
come
Michelle.
On.
Give us how are you, Michelle?
Oh, not too bad, thank you. How are you?
Oh, you sound like you're about 110. You're not 110, are you, Michelle?
No, I've just turned 37 on the 13th of April, but I got it on Easter.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
No.
It's a lot of it going
it's
around.
So cute.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's really annoying because you can't. I've got three kids I've got to try and talk to and run around to.
Oh, it's really hard.
You know, and I can't. I can't even sing anymore at the moment.
Yeah, I've been having that all weekend trying to yell at my children and just nothing's coming out. You know, we were at the trampoline centre yesterday. It was a bloody nightmare.
Oh. You've got to hold up signs.
Mm. Thank you. That was
who
was
else
that?
Have we
Michelle.
Got?
Hit
that was Michelle.
With more, right. As you would say, raspiness.
Lisa Marie, how are you?
I could be better.
Yeah, no, I like it. It's got
a
definitely.
Give us a bit more. Give us a bit more, Lisa Marie.
What are you wearing,
you
Lisa Marie?
Work clothes, if you really want to know.
She's wearing work clothes. Ooh, hot. Yeah.
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 No,
high vis.
No, I don't like the colours. It's all black today.
Whoa, wow, lady in black. How long have you had it for?
4 weeks now.
Is it cut into your social activities? Have you had trouble?
I have trouble, but nothing brings me down, so I'm good.
Oh, you're out partying like...
Oh, hello. I want to be... Thank you, Lisa Marie. I think you're on the mend because I don't find that raspy.
Well, what about Ross?
Give me some more.
What do you got, Ross?
Oh, Ross.
How are you?
Hey, how are you, mate?
Yeah, that sounds pretty raspy.
Oh, Ross.
Hello. Talk to Katie,
sounds
Ross.
Sounds sexy, don't I, Katie?
I love it. How long have you had it or not had it, Ross?
I've had it for about 2 days, but I've had it. And it's come back again, so.
Yeah, it comes and goes.
Yes,
that's the
it
thing.
Comes back.
You reckon
comes
you'll be over
back.
It?
Mm. Yeah.
Ask him what underwear he's wearing, Katie.
I'm not wearing any free ball in it.
He's free balling, Kate. How does that make
oh,
you feel?
Oh, how attractive. I love the way that you think what you'd be interested in is what I would be interested
that
in.
That doesn't turn
what
you
I'd
on?
Rather, no, what I'd rather have is Ross say sweet things to me.
Yeah, right.
In the nape of my neck with his raspy voice.
Or say
that's
something,
a bit hard on
say
the radio.
Something sweet, Ross, to Kate. Give us something. Just in your ear.
Hey, Kate. How are you going? What are you wearing?
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Yeah, driving you home this afternoon.
Oh, Husey, when good stools go bad.
Talking about chairs?
Yes, I'm not talking about you when you've forgotten to take your probiotics.
Come on.
But I've got a story to tell you that will bring a tear to your eye.
Tear of joy, hopefully. That's what I'm after this afternoon.
A tear of joy. I don't know. It depends. But it's from one of our favourite places in the world.
Well, that's apparently a Swedish song.
But
it's
Swedish.
Now it's kicking in.
But you're playing now.
That's Swedish, is it?
Apparently. Traditional Swedish song.
He's
play
flutes.
Me the other one.
Is that a flute?
Play the other one. I think the other one will sum up. Går i dansen med röda guldband.
Och jungfrun hon går i dansen med röda guldband. I can't wait.
You'll adore
it. Husey and Kate catch up. Back in just a bit. It won't be too long. Promise. Husey and Kate catch up.
Caught up very soon. We're going to ask the question, is Husey a bad parent?
No, not just me. We're going to open the... Open the entries to the worst parent in Australia. There was another nominee today, Katie. So in the news. So, and I can put my nomination in.
That makes me nervous. There's some terrible ones in the news.
You should nominate yourself.
What?
Some of the stories from your past. But anyway, we'll get to that later. Ah. Right now, we're talking Sweden. We're talking stools.
Well, yes, and I've got a.
Is there speculation that is Dutch?
No, there's not.
That's definitely Swedish.
That's Swedish.
Oh, I know there was talk of something Dutch coming up.
Well, don't
know.
Speculating about. I'll tell you what was Dutch. This ad for IKEA is actually Dutch.
Goedemorgen, dames. Goedemorgen, meneer. Maak van je slaapkamer een plek om op te laden.
Aandacht maakt alles mooier.
That's it. You don't need to hear all of it.
I like that.
IKEA. Except that's fun the way Europeans say IKEA.
Oh, yeah, that's good the different way people say different things, isn't it? Where do the Americans, do they say IKEA in America? I wonder. We say IKEA.
Some people say IKEA.
IKEA. Hey, anyway, so shout out to Rebecca Yasmin, one of our listeners.
Yep.
Who knew that this needed to be discussed. So we need to go to Sweden. Oh, in fact, we're to Norway.
So it's not Sweden.
To Klaus.
But they're Swedish, aren't they? IKEA is Swedish.
But he goes to IKEA. Klaus Jorstad of Norway. He went to IKEA because he had a knee injury. IKEA.
I know, people who just tuned in have no idea what you're talking about. It's IKEA, yep. So he's gone to IKEA. Some Norwegian dude with a knee injury.
All right, and he did this, which always creeps me out. People who sit down in the shower creep me out.
Unless you've got an injury.
Of course.
Well, you're old.
When you go to visit someone in hospital and there's a plastic chair in the shower, that creeps me out. I know it's necessary.
Well, yes. I mean, and a lot of older listeners probably have one. Or a rail.
I don't think they do.
My mother's got a rail.
A rail's all right. Mm. I just don't like the thought that people are sitting down in the shower. On a plastic something.
I don't know.
And for good reason.
It's like a good idea.
As Klaus Jorstad found out, he went to IKEA. As you call it.
IKEA. what did he do there?
And he bought a stool, a Marius stool, a little red plastic stool.
Marius stool.
Marius.
Marius. Anyway, it doesn't
Marius.
Matter. Oh, Marius.
It's Marius.
All right, I'm not sure on that one.
He's from, I think Marius is a character from...
Marius Brothers.
No.
You mean Marius?
From Do You Hear the People Sing? Sing the song from Les Miserables.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'll take your word for that.
I mean, of course, they didn't have plastic stools to sit on the shower. They wouldn't have been revolting.
I don't reckon they would have invented. When did they invent plastic? Interesting.
I think it was in the 50s. It was post the war, remember?
I think it was plastic before the 50s.
I don't think that's when it really hit peak
50s.
Plasticity.
Wasn't plastic in the...
Yeah, it was after the war.
Yeah.
Because before that, remember telephones, those old telephones were made out of that heavy Bakelite stuff.
Did not know that.
1907.
No,
bit
be seven.
Bit before the war.
Bit before the war. Not the Boer war, though. The Boer war. It's after the Boer war. It was the 1890s,
I think. Peak plastic, yeah. Jack. I'm not talking about the invention.
I'm not sure when the Boer war was.
Plastic, yeah. Wasn't till the 50s.
Yeah, well, right. So what's, what happened to this?
I never want to hear you discuss the Boer war unless you are Florence Nightingale.
Or an Afrikaner. They were involved.
So plastic became widely used in the 1960s.
Yeah, well,
oh, thank you.
But no, you're right. I think you're right. So,
I said 50s.
What's going on with Klaus's chair and shower chair?
He went to IKEA and he bought a Marius stool. And then, so he's all joyful in there. Well, it's got these holes
I can see it, which is good for the water can go through.
Have a listen to him in the shower and you'll find out what happened. Oh, no. One of his meatballs, his IKEA $1 meatballs, slipped through one of the drainage holes in the Marius stool.
And because we shouldn't be eating meatballs in the shower. Anyway, why is he eating meatballs in the shower?
No, you idiot. It wasn't a real meatball. It was his metaphorical meatball, of which he's only been given two.
One of his new chachos.
Yes.
Jat's crackers, yes. So to speak.
Yes.
Went through his
Allemansstraten.
And got stuck.
Slipped through the hole. Well, because of the hot water, it expanded.
They look pretty big, those holes.
I'm very fond of Klaus. And then you know what happened?
He got stuck.
He had to sit in there until the water in the shower went cold.
Mm. Yeah.
On his stool.
Yeah.
And then the cold water shrank his Allemansstraten, and then it popped back out.
Sure wasn't, it was both of them.
No, just one.
Just one.
No, one.
Yeah, massive. He must have massive.
Hughie and Kate catch up.
Happy Tuesday afternoon to you all. Hughie and Kate here to entertain you this fine afternoon.
And we've still got a stack coming up, including Lazy Town, Katie. So that's going to.
Do you hear my new thing?
Watching, you're foot tapping, are you? What are you doing over there in Italy?
Tapping the table.
That's weird. Why don't you clap? Better to have you clapping, to be honest.
I didn't like to mix it up.
Yeah, well, no. We want you to go back to the oldie, but the goodie, you know? We like your old stuff better than your new stuff. So, your clapping's better than.
Go on.
A regurgitator. Yes?
90s?
It was regurgitator, though, wasn't it?
2000.
I like your old stuff better than your new stuff. I think it was regurgitator. What year? The year would be, late 90s.
Very good Australian band.
Yeah, check them out. Check them out.
Custard, also cute.
Don't just listen to George Ezra all your life, even though that is a good album, which I've got the kids on to. George Ezra's latest album. It's in the car. I don't know how to turn it off. It just comes on every time we turn the car on. So, Katie.
Oh, I've got that with Baby Shark. It's so irritating. Right. I didn't even put it in there. I don't know why it comes on.
It's on your phone is what it is. And so when you get into a Bluetooth situation, it just automatically plays.
Oh,
but I don't know how to turn it. I should know how to turn it off. I'll work
Steve
it out.
Thank you, Steve Jobs.
I'll work it out. Now, hey, yes, also we've got much more than what I've already said, which is already a fair bit. Text traumas coming up.
I want to get to the worst parent.
Oh, we're
going to
do that next. Do that next. There's a couple of nominations. Yeah. I'm one of them. And a New South Wales mum is another nomination as worst parent in the world. Give details when we come back.
All right. Don't go anywhere.
I mean, they won't be horrible, will they?
No, not proper worst ones. Not like that family. Just that family.
Don't mention them. No, don't mention them.
You know what annoys me about that family?
The ones who were just in court.
Yes, and one of their children said they were grateful for their parents. My children aren't grateful. And I've done nothing like those parents have done.
Yeah.
We'll talk bad parents next. It's Hughie and Kate.
The Hughie and Kate catch up.
Talking bad parents.
Yeah, well, actually, we're not talking bad parents. We're talking about parents who are unfairly labelled as bad parents, I've realised.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Move the goal.
No, this is no, absolutely. And including me, unfairly labelled as a bad parent. First, I'm going to start, though.
Why are you unfairly labelled?
I'll tell you in a second. But first, I'm going to start with New South Wales mum on the Central Coast, 24-year-old woman, who was pulled over while she was driving a Holden Captiva at 5 p.m. the other night on the Pacific Highway, Katie. Pulled over because she was using her phone while driving. Yeah. Which we know is against the law, but she's not the first person to have done that. But she ended up losing 28 demerit points, which is
what?
Yeah, so they pull her up.
You don't even have that many.
Yeah, and she wasn't even, as far as I can tell, not even drinking or doing anything like that.
Well, hang on. Just from using her phone, she lost 28 points.
No, that was
the double down over Easter.
There was double demerit points. But it wasn't just the phone. You got three kids in the back. You know, a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1-year-old. You know, appropriate. Spacing of children. As far as I'm concerned.
Properly restrained.
You know what? They were in their capsules, but according to the police, the over officious police, I reckon she was done because they weren't properly, you know, anchored. Like, they're in the capsules. You know what I mean? It's most likely everything's going to be okay. And it's really hard to know how to anchor those things. I don't know how to do it.
Very hard.
I mean, you basically got to, every time you want to take them out and put them back in, you have to go to one of those safety expert, you know, belt restrained people to get it done, and she wouldn't have had time.
How many points was that? Unrestrained, not properly restrained children.
Three of them, so all up 28 demerit points because of the double down. So she, poor woman.
And on the phone.
Poor woman's lost her bloody license, you know, just and headline, you know, like.
And probably a babysitting job.
Well, I'm not saying.
I mean, people take a dim view of that.
I think she's the mother. She's not a babysitter, she's the mother, all right? So she doesn't deserve what she copped, in my opinion. I don't deserve what I copped the other day when I took not only my three children but two other children to the beach.
Let's go to the beach. Each, let's go get a wave.
What a great guy I am. And we had to find my son's thongs.
Five? That's five children.
I took five children to the beach, Katie, on my own.
That's very hard work, by the way, because of your eyes.
Yes. Well,
I'm no good at spotting children in the surf, and my husband always gets angry at me.
Yeah, but no, right.
But I'm like, there's too many
it's
of them.
It's unlikely to be sharks.
Once the waves come, no, it's the waves. It's not the sharks.
Right, well, look, I had five.
I mean,
the
shark I could spot. The shark you could spot. It's the waves that suddenly knock them over and then sweep them out into some horrible rip. It's very hard to keep an eye on them.
Stop being so dramatic.
Especially if you're reading your book or looking at your phone.
No, I was doing neither of those things.
I look up and I'm like, where are they?
I don't think I had my phone with me, but I had the five kids there and, yeah, again, trying to find my son's thongs. He only had one thong. And I said, he said, can you find my other thong, Dad? I said, I can't find it. And then
story, Grandpa.
He wanted to leave the house with one thong, by the way. He said, I'll go with one thong.
Great story.
I said,
Tell us more.
You're almost 10. Anyway, whatever. So he went bare feet. So, Katie, five, they're all playing with sandcastles. They're all digging on the beach. And I said to them, I'm just going to go for a walk. And so I went for a walk.
Can I just make you pause for a moment?
What?
So you say sand castle.
I was hoping you'd pick that up.
But earlier in this show.
I said, what did I say?
What,
I can't remember.
What
You can't remember what I said.
I can't remember what the expression was. What was the expression, Jack? That he said something terrible.
What if it's not the point of the story?
What was Sasha French? Interrupt us, please.
Raspy?
It was raspy.
Raspy. But you raspy. Castle.
So, well, they were building sand castles, whatever they were building. There was five of them were happy on the beach. So I said, I'm going to go for a walk. You'll be right, won't you? So I went for a walk. I said, I'm going to go down to that pier. And I pointed at the pier.
How far was it?
Oh, it was 500 metres. Maybe less. I put 300, 400. I pointed at the pier. I said, I'm going to go down there and I'll come back. You're going to be right.
You're a pier pointer.
They said, we're going to be right, Dad. And so I walked to the pier. And I walked back, and then when I got back, you know what they said to me? A woman came up to them and said, where's your guardian? Because two of them had decided to go for a swim.
And so, what?
2 6-year-olds had decided to go for a swim, and a woman had come up to them and said, where's your guardian?
She saw you walk off. That woman saw you
exactly.
walk off.
Exactly. I said,
and
where
you know
is she?
The answer is?
What?
When she says, where's your guardian? The answer is, you are, lady.
Exactly.
You're our guardian.
It takes a village to raise a child, so you're part of it. So she was.
You're a terrible person.
No, she was painting me out to be a terrible person. I'm not a terrible person.
All right.
It wasn't a surf beach,
by the
way.
Can we do this?
It's a flat beach.
I want to get the parents of those two spare children that you took. And ask them what they think about you walking off and letting the children swim on their own. Can we do that, please?
Yeah, Matt and Caroline, that? I'll try to get them. Absolutely. I don't know if they're available. We'll see if they are available.
Yeah.
In the meantime.
Do they know that happened?
I don't think they know. No. Not sure.
No, they don't know.
Don't reckon they know.
I, you know what? I'm not happy about this. I mean, I'm happy about it because it happened to you.
I reckon they'll be fine.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do that.
They got 3 or 4 hours off, Katie, free babysitting, all right? So they should be happy. If they complain, that'll be the last time.
Oh, well, think of
time.
All the hours they could have had off if something had gone awry.
The rest of their lives, yes. Anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
13, 10, 60. We want to know when you've been a bad parent.
No, when...
Matt and Caroline on
well,
the
I'll
phone.
Try to get them on, but when you've accused of being a bad parent.
When were you accused? Of
you
being
weren't a bad parent.
And I'm not down with that woman on the Pacific Highway either. You've taken a very strange turn.
One more time for the phone today. Number.
All right, 13, 10, 60. When have you been accused of being a bad parent?
The Husey and Kate catch up.
I want to know when you've been accused of being a bad parent because Husey's been accused, and I think rightfully so, but.
No, not rightfully so.
The two examples that he's given so far are both examples of bad parenting. And
the poor mother.
Not.
Poor mother who
not
was.
Poor mother.
24-year-old woman from the Central Coast.
In the back of her car.
But they were in.
Not properly restrained on the Pacific Highway. There's so many accidents on that.
But it's very hard to do the right thing. It's hard to work out what is the right restraint. You've got them in the safety capsules.
She was on the phone. She was on the phone.
Yeah, well, she knows she did the wrong thing, but I don't think she deserves 28 demerit points, which is a loss of license. And for me, I was just walking. I went for a walk. My three children with two other children, the five of them, went for a walk.
So you
I know I went for a walk. They stayed.
Five children to the beach.
Yes, and it was not a surf
just
beach, Katie.
You.
A bay beach where there's no waves. So that you need to get
two
that.
Of them, 2 6-year-olds went for a swim
they
while
did.
You were no, 500 metres away.
Well, a paddle. They didn't. It takes a while to get out it over your head. So, but a mother, or I believe a mother, went up to them and said, "Where's your guardian?"
What other calls we can get? Oh, I was letting my kids smoke, and someone said, "Oh, you shouldn't." Hughes will be like, "Oh, you poor thing."
Well, I mean, kids do smoke occasionally.
What?
I don't smoke, and I hope my children don't. Jessica, you've been accused, have you?
I have. I've been accused because I sent my kids with 4 pieces of fruit to school because that was all that they would eat.
So you just,
apparently, I wasn't providing enough good nutrients to my food.
So just fruit. They just had fruit.
They just had fruit. That's all they wanted. Watermelon, grapes, a banana, and apple.
That's what they wanted. They had a banana and an apple. I don't think that's reasonable.
My kids just want lollies, so I send them with that to school. Am I a bad parent?
Well, you'd be worse than her because fruit's better than lollies. My son wants a butter sandwich. That's what he had today, a butter sandwich. That doesn't make me a bad parent. It's what he wanted.
Do they interfere at your school with the lunch boxes?
Jessica, do they interfere with my school, sorry, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, at your school. Yeah, well, obviously they do at Jessica's.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. We've had no judgment from the school, which is good. I think they should.
Give me another example of one of your so-called...
Hums, is that right? You've been accused... Hums. Is it Hums or Hums?
Yes.
Yeah, you've been accused...
Yes. Yes, I've been accused of being a bad parent for letting my child play in a play area.
I mean, what's the problem there? I mean, what was your child doing in the play area? Was he using it, playing with a knife or something? Or?
No, absolutely not. It was just a normal play area in a cafe, and we were sitting
and where
right
were
in
you,
front of them.
Hums? You were
right,
in the cafe.
Right in front of them. Yeah, yeah, in the cafe, right in front of them. They were just playing. There was a few of them, just cousins, playing, and one of the mothers that were there with their own child, who was just the only child, obviously, complained to the manager. The manager called and asked us to leave.
Well, I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, that's just a poor manager who doesn't know what is
very
good.
Very strange.
That's a very strange
once
story.
Once again, I find the stories, they've got sort of colander-sized holes in them that I find hard for me to make a judgment call on them because I feel like we're not getting full disclosure.
Have we, just as
the parents of the kids that you took to the beach didn't get full disclosure.
Well, have we got one of the parents of the children? I think we have. Matt. Welcome to Husey and Kate, Matt.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Yeah, good. Now, you didn't know we were going to make this phone call. Kate has made me make this phone call. Remember the other day when I took your daughter and son along with my three children to the beach? Remember that, Matt?
I do recall this incident, yeah.
Yeah.
Which you would have been very appreciative of because it's nice to have a little breather and the kids get to go to the beach with some other kids. However, Matt...
It was great. He was on his own responsible for, what, about five children?
It was five children.
And that's... I find it odd for starters because you know Husey, that you would trust him in that situation.
Yeah, absolutely trust me. No, I've done it before, Matt. Now, look, during the time at the beach, I went for a walk down to the pier... The children were within eyeshot. I mean, there was...
Okay, sorry.
What?
Sorry, Matt. He went. He was 500 metres away. He left the children unattended, and the two little ones went for a swim. No,
they didn't go for a swim. They went for a paddle, Matt.
And a stranger came up to the children and said, "Where's your guardian, Matt? How do you feel?"
Devastated.
Matt, you're
not right, is it? That's not right, is it?
Do you have the phone number, Kate, for Children's Services Victoria?
Well, no, she doesn't.
Oh, you seem to find it a bit of a joke, Matt. Good on you.
I'm taken aback by it.
Oh, Matt, you're not taken aback by it. You trust me and you know
who would trust you?
But also
Matt? I said to him off air, you can't leave kids on the beach, little kids on the beach alone. He went, I got bored.
I did get bored.
I mean, it is boring. Having children, 90% of it is mind-numbingly, eye-wateringly boring.
Will you let me look after your children again after this story?
Look, I'll have to discuss this further with my wife, I think.
Matt.
Yeah, she won't be happy, Matt.
She won't be
happy.
All right, well.
And you know what happens when she's not happy? Matt's not happy.
Husey and Kate catch up.
Driving you home this afternoon, and coming up next, we've got to fire up that satellite.
Oh, there's been a stack of big, big news coming from Tinseltown. Well, so,
when that happens, there's only one person who can talk us through the world of Hollywood, that is the showbiz reporter they call Hollywood Hughes.
He's coming. He's armed, actually, with audio grabs, which is unusual.
He's prepared for a change. Right. Great.
What?
Look out. Yeah. Prepared Hollywood Hughes coming up next. Oh. Husey and Kate.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch up.
Time to check in with our man in Hollywood.
And now, with all the talk from Tinseltown, it's Dave Hollywood Hughes.
Now, gather round, you highly and lowly, you know nothing and know everything, Lee. For 'tis time to convene in the town square, where the town crier will come. Hear ye, for this has happened, and this shall be a distraction from the plague of capitalism that leeches the very marrow from your bones. So let us look to Tinseltown, to distraction, to all that glitters, to bright lights, and forget the misery that mires our feet as we trudge day after day through the corrugation.
Sure, you get the point. Now, we've got to get on with this.
It's Dave Hollywood Hughes.
Yeah, with a lot of information today, so could have probably cut that lot down, but I enjoyed it.
Well, and everyone, I think you're worthy of a...
Well,
of
I know
a, the
that.
The finest introduction that money can't
this
buy.
This segment is not about Hollywood Hughes. It's about big international superstars, including Ariana Grande, who right now is at Coachella, the Desert Music Festival. Yes.
Ruined by some Australian influencers going over there. But nonetheless, I hope people are enjoying it.
Well, I know they are, but were they enjoying Ariana Grande's performance? She did perform with Justin Bieber, as a side note, who has been accused of lip syncing. And
isn't it enough that he invested in MySpace?
If you see the footage, Justin Bieber, not Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber. I think you're thinking about Timberlake.
Bieber.
I said Bieber.
Sorry, I was thinking of Timberlake.
And there's footage of Bieber, and he's singing, but his microphone is at his waist. And unless he's singing through his third mouth.
Third mouth? That's not
second
a
mouth, is there? No. There's two eyes, but no. Anyway, so, yeah. No, that's not the point. The point here is Ariana Grande, while she's on stage, gets hit by a piece of fruit. Have a listen to what she says after she got hit by the piece of fruit.
That's because one of y'all threw a lemon at me. Shit.
Someone threw a lemon at her. And people are speculating that it was a Beyoncé fan because her last album was titled Lemonade, and Beyonce, who's starring on Netflix at the moment with her doco from Coachella last year. She apparently only got paid $4 million last year, where Grande got $8 million this year. So I don't know what they're saying. Are they saying it's racism? I don't know. Someone else said that
what?
Grande did two weekends this year and Beyonce only did one weekend last year, and you get $4 million per weekend. So maybe that's to answer to the critics.
I have never heard a more in-depth,
I know, it's great, isn't
detailed analysis of someone throwing a lemon at a performer.
We're moving on because I haven't got time.
We're
moving on.
Continue your thesis on the throwing of fruit.
Now, Emma Thompson, who is a Hollywood superstar, but a Londoner, heart, flew 5,400 miles from LA to London to take part in the Extinction Rebellion protest, which is the protest
about the environment.
The protests have crippled London, the capital city of England. Mm. Crippled it, stopped people going to work.
I don't think you need to say London, the capital city of England. Yeah. I just don't.
Mm.
It's not for me to tell Hollywood Hughes what the people do know and don't know.
Well, guess what? The protest is all about saving the environment, about...
How far did she fly?
5,400 miles, which is like 10,000 kilometres, about stopping, emissions, about, climate change. So she was asked about the fact that she flew from the other side of the world to be there and what that does to the environment. And the person asking the questions went a little bit deeper, and her final answer here gets her, I think, in a little bit of trouble. Here we go.
Unfortunately, sometimes I have to fly, but I don't fly nearly as much as I did because of my carbon footprint, and I plant a lot of trees.
Do you fly economy to kind of reduce your carbon footprint?
I bloody don't, no.
No, she doesn't. She will not fly economy. She won't save the world from economy. She'll save it from first class. There you go.
And that's...
Tell everyone else what to do.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Hughesy and Kate catch up.
Yes, all thanks to our mates at American Tourister.
Yeah.
They are great friends. Mm.
Yeah, best get your suitcases there. Great value, great looking suitcases.
Love it.
And get the job done.
All right, let me just say this, Hughesy.
Yep.
I tested the suitcase because, I'm living in Italy.
I knew
you. And when you first arrived in Bologna, the city I'm in, you think, it's just must be full of Airbnbs because everyone's wheeling suitcases around.
Yeah, right. Yep.
But because it's a walking city, people take often a hard shell suitcase to the supermarket.
Yeah, right. Get their stuff. So because they haven't got a card to put it in. So
exactly.
You'll be doing that.
I did that with my American Tourister. I brought it back full of food, wheeled it all the way. Stunning.
Katie?
Great quality.
When I had the meeting with the American Tourister people, I said, Kate Langbrook is going to love this stuff.
And
because I know you. Sasha, didn't I say that, Sasha?
I don't love all suitcase brands.
Yeah, I know that.
I don't love all suitcase brands.
This one in
There's
particular.
There's a suitcase brand that's very famous.
No, we're not
going to
mention.
Like.
We're not mentioning that. So
we're not mentioning it.
Yeah, well, I knew you'd love the Tourister, and you do. Hey.
The way it swivels, I'm very impressed.
On the subject,
you've brought a good one to the table for once, is what I'm saying.
On the subject of travel, we need to find out how your oldest child, Lewis, is going, because when we left the story a little while ago, you were allowing him, he's 15, to travel internationally with a 17-year-old friend of his.
From school. They wanted to go to the Balkans.
Have they come back?
The Balkans.
Have they come back? We need to find out.
No, they haven't come back.
They're still gone.
And I got a very disturbing message, by the way, when they were gone the first night.
We need to hear all about it when we come back.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up.
Coming up after 6, we are going to open the gates to Lazy Town and see if we can bring some more people through those doors. It's very hard.
Got to be worthy.
Very hard to get in there.
Sweetest place of all. You'll never get in, as you know, Jack.
No.
Because you are... what we call in Lazy Town a worker.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
But another, what is easy apparently is if you're a child of Kate Langbrook, you can just walk the earth without her keeping too close a check on you, because your oldest son, 15-year-old Lewis, is taken off with a mate of his, a 17-year-old mate of his. We had them on the radio the other week talking about it.
This amazing boy who goes to his school, who lives here in Italy on his own, in an apartment. He's 17 and he is learning to be a pilot. So he also flies and he likes to travel, and he invited Lewis to go with him on this trip to the Balkans.
We did discuss
for 5 days over
We discussed it with him.
Yep.
Where do you want to take Kate's 15-year-old son? Where do you want to take him, Marshall?
Well, the trip, we're taking the ferry across the Adriatic to Croatia, and then we're going to head into Montenegro.
And where do you want to go to just to get the passport stamp, the disputed territory?
Kosovo.
Yeah, right.
Not at war at the moment, Kosovo, but they've had a lot of issues over the last 30 years, I suppose.
Correct.
When do they leave, Kate, the two of them, the 15-year-old Lewis and his 17-year-old mate?
Well, they left on Friday.
Yep.
But we had left on Thursday night to go to Tuscany with some friends. So Lewis had a night in the apartment on his own.
Yep.
Or was he on his own?
Well, we don't know.
When we came back, the floor in the kitchen was sticky. We were like detectives. Soft drink spilled. A pair of girl sunglasses, love heart-shaped sunglasses with one lens missing that we found broken in the kitchen, and I found the other rest of the pair in the bathroom.
What sort of party has had? He must have gone nuts.
How's that?
Did you ask
him
about...
Two girls, apparently.
Did you? So you texted him? What did you do?
I did send him a message. I said, there must have been quite a party.
What did he say?
Sticky floor, broken sunglasses. He didn't answer. He said, I love you, mother.
Oh, nothing. Just.
But, well, see, because we didn't find it till we got back last night.
Yeah. So where are they now?
And, well, now they're in, he sent me a message saying they're in somewhere I'd never heard of, Kostor. Kostor?
Did you Google map it?
No, I don't know. Oh, Montenegro. He said it's quite nice. And yes, Bermuda working like a charm. Oh, that's his prebiotics I make him take. Good night, Mum. I love you so much. Love hearts.
So how many messages have you had since you left on Friday? It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A couple a day and a couple of FaceTimes.
When was the last?
But we had to send a consent form to the border guards when he was going over to Croatia to give Marshall temporary guardianship over Lewis, and I was very uncomfortable about that.
So you signed your 15-year-old son over to a 17-year-old lad?
Yes, yes. And then the border guards kept the form and we had to write another one and take a photo of it and send it.
So is Croatia next to Italy, is it? So is that the...
It's a cross, it's a ferry crossing away.
Right. So how many...
I'm no good at... They went to Split.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That's the place.
Oh. Yeah, it's very nice.
Split.
You've been to Croatia, haven't you, Jack?
I have, yes. It's very nice.
Would you let your 15-year-old son go alone to Croatia?
What I hear about Croatia...
Was it anything like me when I was 15? No.
Jack, what I hear about Croatia is there's a lot of... I mean, I've heard other things about it. I heard that it's a beautiful scenery, but I've also heard there's many beautiful women in
there
Croatia.
Indeed. Yes.
And I don't think you need to worry about that with Lewis and Marshall.
Well, Lewis is... And Marshall's handsome. Lewis is very handsome. And we already know.
Yeah, but they're 15-year-old boys, and they're not Sharpie 15-year-old boys. Lewis is wearing the same nylon footy shorts he's been wearing for 3 months.
Yeah,
they are girl repellent.
No, that's hipster cool. Neve's got one photo with his tongue
nylon
out. Is that on the trip?
With a frog next to a wooden frog.
Yeah. Is that on the trip, the tongue out one?
Yeah, yeah. What about him on the ferry? Eating a hamburger.
He looks really happy, like he's had so much fun.
Wow. I hope he has. I can't wait till he comes home, but I can't remember if that's today or tomorrow.
So yeah, the last
or the day after.
God, he's going to come back a man, I reckon. I don't know what that means, but
what does that mean? No, don't be repulsive.
I'm not. I don't know what it means.
Oh, how dare you!
I haven't done anything. I haven't said anything.
You're the one who leaves children unattended on a beach.
Nah, little children, not 15-year-olds.
Husey and Kate catch up. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch up.
Yeah, still here to keep you company. No early knockoffs on this show. Taking it all the way to your destination.
Well, yes, but that sort of doesn't play with the fact that I am the mayor of Lazytown and Kate is my first... What are you?
What am I?
I don't know what you are.
Don't pause there, wife.
Your first officer of Lazytown? I don't know. We haven't bothered to come
maybe
up with a title.
Maybe I'm activities officer. There are no activities in Lazytown. Unless you count growing mould on things.
People need to... People can do whatever they like, but do they want to get into Lazytown?
If you want in Lazytown, it's not easy. You've got to have a really good... Sorry.
What? Well, it's not for everyone either, Jack. For instance, as much as we would refuse you entry to Lazytown, you wouldn't like it. You wouldn't like the lying around and the cat and dog hair on every piece of furniture and, like I said, the mould growing and the rusting car bodies and the overgrown footpaths and the cracked concrete and the...
I do have a hybrid car, though. My hybrid car, which I'm driving to this day, I drive it to the front door of my house because I haven't bothered... Because I haven't bothered getting an extension cord to plug it in.
Oh, yes. You block the doorway to plug yourself
in. All I would have had to have done was go to the shop and buy an extension cord, but I haven't done it.
Yeah, all of that is difficult because you are the mayor of Lazytown.
Yeah, so...
131060. If you want in to Lazytown,
just give us your call. Just give us why we should let you in. That's what you do.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Welcome to Lazytown.
Welcome to Lazytown, a place where you'll want to stay. Things are upside down here in Lazytown. Adventure's just a moment away.
Now. Katie, as I said earlier in the show, my son, who we've already inducted into Lazytown, I can't remember why, but
I don't think he was. No, I knocked him back.
Oh, well, you knocked him back.
No, he's knocked back. Yeah.
Oh, that,
he's not in here. But you know, we found that we're more comfortable in Lazytown without family members watching what we're doing, haven't we?
But when he wanted to leave the house the other day just wearing one thong.
Yes. Yeah. Nah.
Well, he did. Nah. He hasn't. All right, so.
Yeah, no, he was knocked back.
I should have let him do that, shouldn't I? I should have said, yep.
Go. Yeah, let him.
Let him. Next time we're going to go.
One piece of glass in the foot, and that's how you learn.
Sam, you want in?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, well, it's not. We're not a done deal, mate, so give us your credentials.
We're not a done deal, but I do love that you want in. You want in. Yeah. What appeals to you? What appeals to you about it? The smell?
The relaxed nature of it. I'm a pretty relaxed guy.
We're not judgmental.
A lot of them, the polystyrene beads have actually spilled out onto the street and are clogging the gutters, but still there's enough corduroy bean bags that you can really take a load off.
The only work we do is at the border of Lazytown as to whether we let people in or not. And we do work here, so you've got to earn your way in. So what's your story, Sam?
Okay, so I recently visited Asia, and I had bought a pair of shoes that I decided I didn't like, and I'd put them in the back of my station wagon in August, and they've been sitting in the back of my station wagon since August, and every time I turn the wheel, the shoes slide from one side of the car to the other.
It's annoying, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
You still have not moved them.
Over now and could remove them, but...
You haven't done it since.
I love it.
It's almost a year.
You know, I have a similar scenario in the back of my car that every time I go over a speed hump, which I like to do at speed because they are called speed humps.
And you don't care about your suspension.
They thump in the back, Sam, as the boots fly up and hit the boot. I love Sam. I love him, but it's not my call.
But it's an easy call. It's not always an easy call, but because it is annoying for him every time that the boots go around, but he still hasn't done it. Mm. You're in, Sam. You're in.
Okay.
That's how you get in.
Hang on. Welcome. Mm. Let me welcome you with this can of opened soft drink that I found lying around. It's a bit flat. Here's a plastic straw to go in it, actually, that later on will float out to the ocean.
Absolutely.
If the gutters unclog.
Yeah, but we don't have any more plastic bags in there. No, we do. We have a lot of plastic bags. We have a lot of 15
they
cent.
They all come to Lazytown. They all wash up here.
15 cent plastic bags, which we throw away as soon as we've bought them.
Yeah.
Josh.
We do.
You want in? What's your story, man?
Look, it's a pretty bad one, but I would rather pay $15 a day in car parking right next to my work than park down at my parents' house, which is free, and about a 10-minute walk.
10-minute walk or $15 a day.
Does that get him in? Parents' work. I mean, all of it sounds quite wholesome. It puts
Would you rather pay $15 a day? I need to think about it. It's hard. It's hurting my brain.
So, well, what sort of work, Josh? What sort of work?
Just admin work behind the desk.
Admin work.
No,
admin
no, we're not. We're not. No,
no, people, no paper shuffles.
No, people have jobs, though. They're allowed to have jobs.
No,
they're allowed to have jobs.
It's, I don't like anything about
it. I'm trying to work out $15 a day you would have to pay or walk 10 minutes. 10-minute walk versus $15 a day.
I mean, he's making the right choice.
What would that be in a taxi, $15? How far could you get?
Oh, you'd have to call a taxi. It's so annoying to try and get a taxi. I don't want to use apps.
You know, I
can't wait till they put the chips in our foreheads and I can just think of shit I want. And it
Josh has confused me so much with his story. I can't be bothered.
$75 a week. I can't be bothered.
$75
How much?
$75 a week.
All right, Jack. All right, he's in.
We're going to regret letting him in. We are going to regret letting him in.
Riley wants to induct a family member. Is that right, Riley?
Yeah.
Who?
My little sister. She's 10.
And why should she be in?
She has gone ahead and worn her school uniform to bed so that she can sleep for longer and just get up and go.
School uniform to bed, so you didn't have to wear it and then put it on in the morning.
I just like that. You know, there's a lot of sleeping in clothes in Lazy Town. If you have them, you sleep in them. Basically,
no. If she gets into Lazy Town, she's gonna have to look after herself because no, we're not looking after her, Riley.
I don't know though. I don't know that. Well, you want to come visit her with your standards of hygiene and your disapproving looks, Riley? I don't know.
Look, I'm pretty sure I did it a few times when I was 10.
Oh, maybe it's a family trait.
All right, maybe you can just wave at us over the cyclone fencing.
Yeah, all right,
we're having a really slack day today. She's in.
It's really
She's
hard.
In. We're going to straighten up next week and get harder. She's in.
Jeez, it's getting crowded
here. The Husey and Kate catch up.
Fascinating stories broken today, Katie, involving a guy we know, Todd McKenny, who was a host on the previous incarnation of Dancing with the Stars, became quite famous.
He was one of the judges.
Yes.
He was one of the judges when when I did Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, you and him had a feud, in fact, didn't you? You did.
Apparently so.
Yeah,
he was really mean to me. I didn't realise he'd been harbouring a grudge for something that I'd said, you know, 10 years earlier.
Yeah, wow. So on the this story involves his sister and his ex-boyfriend. He went on a podcast last year and revealed a family secret. Let's have a listen to what he said on this podcast last year.
Were you an only child?
No, my sister's 11 months older than me.
So what's your relationship then like with her?
Well, she married my ex-boyfriend.
Oh my God! Get out!
No, she did. Yeah, so that. We have a weird relationship. Yeah. So she married my ex-boyfriend and is still married to my ex-boyfriend, but just has never mentioned it to me. It's weird, isn't it? I don't think I've ever spoken about it publicly.
That is weird. That's crazy.
Yeah. What? So
he apparently he went out with a guy called, well, a musical professional called Simon Gallagher. According to Todd, they went out for 5 years.
He's a musical director.
Yeah, very successful man. They went out for 5 years. They broke up after, you know, they got together on Pirates of Penzance and eventually broke up. And then he says he was doing Cats and there was a newspaper banner outside the news agency.
He was doing Cats?
No, it was.
Oh!
And there was a banner outside the news agency that said Simon's love child. And he got asked, what about Simon and Lisa? And he said, which Simon? And they said, Simon Gallagher. And he thought, that's my ex-boyfriend. And he said, Lisa who? And they said, your sister. And he said, what? And they said they got married and they were together and now they got married.
He didn't know they got married.
Well, I think he didn't know they were together. But then they ended up getting married and having 3 kids. But that story about being the ex-boyfriend had never been aired publicly. As he said, he'd never talked about it. He'd never talked about it.
Did the sister know that his ex-boyfriend?
Well, I don't know. Simon Gallagher went on Facebook and wrote this after the podcast. Wrote, Todd McKenny is a headline whore, shame on him. His sister, on the other hand, is a love of my life and wife of over 31 years. I love her to the end of the world. And she...
But he didn't...
His sister went on her Facebook and said, oh, I'm okay. My brother is being a douchebag. We all have to just duck the fallout now. But they couldn't duck the fallout and they've now broken up. They've broken up, Katie.
What?
Yes.
No, but she was the love of his life until the end of the world.
Well, since after the revelation, he apparently, Simon, went into a very dark place. And it looks like they haven't been able to work it out. And now they're not together anymore. You know, I blame podcasts. Podcasts are just ruining the world, I reckon.
Oh, no, there's too many of them, like books.
I know, and you've got to come up with different information.
Every celebrity's written a book.
Well, yes, exactly.
Yes. Speaking of which, when's your new one coming out?
Well, I think it'll be out soon. Yeah.
And our podcast?
Yes, that's available.
Today.
The Husey and Kate catch-up.
Almost time for us to get out here.
Katie, on
the subject. Husey, I need to congratulate someone.
Who?
Jessica from maths.
What's she done?
My heart is power, my heart's gone.
She's
on the cover of NW Magazine.
Well, I mean, she worked hard for that.
She did. We all did.
Isn't Innes having trouble leaving the house? I read that as well.
Oh, yeah, Innes is having trouble leaving.
She's not in a good way. So it's not,
she's not in a good way.
Not everyone ends up a winner.
She's lost 13 kilos and she didn't have it to lose.
Yeah, really? Oh, that's not
who
good.
Would think that when you go on a reality show and you agree or you just have an affair with someone, that it would end terribly for you?
Yeah, they're not real affairs though, are they? I mean, it's the producers
egging them
on.
You're painted as a villain and possibly you are a villain. Do you know what I mean? Like, how do you think that's going to work out for
within
you?
Within the unreal world of, you know, married at first sight.
Correct.
The producers are angling for people to do the wrong thing.
But then the sheeple like me are watching it going, oh, my God. Oh,
too many death threats. Too many death threats from people.
Are they death threats?
They all get death threats. And if you're out there, do not send a death threat to someone on a reality show. Yes, there's death threats.
Apparently, the guy by Bronzer Company.
Apparently, the guy on Bachelor in Paradise, because he said something positive. The what's his name? The English guy. We had his mate on the radio. The guy, the fitters. That guy. What's his name?
Oh, Paddy. Fit. Oh, she's fit. Oh, she's fit. Oh,
wasn't
she's
Paddy?
Fit.
Paddy.
Oh, she's a bit fit.
Paddy saw the two girls kiss and said something positive about it. Like, that's good or something. I don't know what he said. And then he got death threats for saying that two girls kissing is a good thing. Am I right in that? Sarge, did you watch that or Carly? Or do you know what I'm talking about here?
No,
do you know this is the saddest thing I've ever heard you comment on?
No, I just read it online.
You know this. I find strange. You start by saying that it's all fake and with the implication being that we're all simple for going along
with
the narrative.
Well, it's true. I agree with that.
And yet no one's more invested in it than you.
I'm not invested. I read about it. I didn't even watch it.
Yeah. You know what got you?
Two girls kiss. I know. But then, I don't get death threats like Paddy got, though. And what about
Jessica, has Dan been baby trapped? Dan.
I wouldn't have thought
so. Oh, my God, Dan.
He's still
I did not try to bust a move on him. I'm just sad because that's what you want me to say. Don't do it.
Now, also, Mike from that show, the bald guy with his head tattooed.
Which I'm totally... totally approving of that head tattooing, as long as they've used the correct ink and it's not the sort that goes blue, so you don't have imaginary blue stubble on your head in 5 years' time.
But it
looks so good, the scalp tattoo.
I never believed that he wanted to be with that woman,
with Heidi.
No, I never believed that. And he said, I think he might have got death threats as well. Anyway, but he's a glutton for punishment.
Did he like the girls kissing?
I'm not sure what he liked. But you might be able to hear what he liked.
Love the girls kissing.
He's starting a podcast, Katie. That's all over his Instagram.
Oh, please.
Have a listen to – this is a tease for his podcast.
Have you got some?
Not from the podcast. This is from the ad for the podcast, which is on his Insta, Mike. There we go, from Maths. There we go.
Hey, you know, this could be a roaring success or a catastrophic failure or anywhere in between. So stay tuned, because we will be starting this bad boy up soon, and, well, who knows where we'll finish up.
Probably nowhere, to be honest.
I mean, that does sound like every introduction to our show every afternoon. Start this bad boy up.
You might make
Who knows where we'll end up?
If you did miss any
I
of the show.
I can't wait to listen.
Sure.
You can podcast our show right now.
Another alternative.
Just download the Hit app and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
And start this bad boy up.
Shut this bad boy down.
There'll be more Husey and Kate in the next Catch Up podcast. On your next trip, make sure you travel with Curio by American Tourister. Lightweight luggage, so you can bring back more.
Want more Husey and Kate? Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.